Could new pulmonary embolism guidelines safely reduce hospitalizations for some patients? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. New guidelines from the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology, published in Circulation, introduce major changes in the evaluation and management of acute pulmonary embolism in adults. The guideline establishes a new five-category classification system ranging from low-risk, asymptomatic patients to those with cardiopulmonary failure, designed to improve risk stratification and guide treatment decisions. Notably, the guideline recommends that selected low-risk patients can be safely discharged directly from the emergency department without hospitalization, representing a shift from prior practice that favored routine admission. The guideline also reinforces direct oral anticoagulants as the preferred first-line therapy over warfarin for most patients and emphasizes early follow-up and use of multidisciplinary pulmonary embolism response teams in higher-risk cases. Advanced therapies, including thrombolysis and thrombectomy, are recommended for patients with severe or deteriorating clinical status. These updates reflect improved ability to risk stratify patients and support more individualized management, with the potential to reduce unnecessary hospitalization while ensuring rapid escalation of care for patients at highest risk of complications. In our next story, we learned from a randomized clinical trial published in JAMA Network Open that found adding IV acetaminophen to morphine provides modest additional pain relief in adults presenting to the emergency department with acute pain. The multicenter double-blind study enrolled 430 patients who received titrated IV morphine and were randomized to receive either IV acetaminophen or placebo. Patients receiving acetaminophen experienced slightly greater reductions in pain scores at 30 minutes, and morphine alone did not meet criteria for non-inferiority. However, the absolute difference in pain reduction was small, typically less than 1 point on a 10-point pain scale. Multimodal analgesia has increasingly been recommended to reduce opioid exposure, but prior evidence supporting additive benefit has been inconsistent. These findings reinforce that IV acetaminophen remains a reasonable adjunct to opioids, particularly in patients where optimizing pain control or minimizing opioid dose is important. While supporting individualized use based on expected clinical benefit, patient's characteristics, and cost considerations. And finally, a large cohort study published in the JAMA Network Open found that SGLT2 inhibitors were associated with significantly improved kidney, cardiovascular, and liver outcomes in patients with type 2 diabetes and cirrhosis. Investigators analyzed data from more than 24,000 patients and compared outcomes between those treated with SGLT2 inhibitors and those receiving DPP-4 inhibitors. SGLT2 inhibitor use was associated with a 66% lower risk of end-stage kidney disease, a 34% lower risk of acute kidney injury, and a 33% lower risk of major cardiovascular event, as well as a 42% reduction in all-cause mortality. Risk of hepatic decompensation was also significantly reduced. Patients with diabetes and cirrhosis have historically been excluded from many clinical trials, and prior guidance has not clearly favored one glucose-lowering class. These findings support SGLT2 inhibitors as a preferred option in appropriate patients with cirrhosis, particularly given their demonstrated cardiorenal and emerging hepatic protective benefits. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like this, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norton Dion, and Bryce City for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we'll cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.